In the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer and John McClain with you. Rick Smith joins us now, General Manager and Executive Vice President. How's it going, Rick?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing very well. Good. Bounce back week coming off the loss to Kansas City. And then at the end of the game, you get that bye, so a big reward for this one. But getting the victory is first and foremost the most important thing.
Without a doubt. In fact, I hadn't even thought about the fact that we have a bye after this, because it's all about Cleveland. Disappointing, obviously, last weekend and losing the game here at home against a good football team and obviously losing a couple of big players. So it's been a week that we've had a lot of work to do. The group's working, and hopefully we can get well on Sunday.
Speaking of losing the players, okay, you got to start thinking immediately about replacements. So do you have time to enjoy the rest of the game, if that's possible, after losing two guys like that? Or do you immediately have to start thinking about replacements it's going on?
I don't know that I would describe my experience as the game progresses as an enjoyment, okay, even when we're winning 57 to whatever. But, no, you have to start thinking immediately. And we've got a group of guys, John, we've talked about this many times. Jimmy Ray heads our personnel department. So he and Rob Kissel are immediately starting to talk. And look, we've met we're prepared for these things. And so part of our weekly meeting schedule involves meetings that we talk about who the next best available athletes and players are at each position. So it's not like we're caught, with our pants down at that point. So we've got some ideas so then we start to kind of formalize, who we want to really look at and start to work on the workout and the trial for the next week. And so it goes into action immediately. But you've got to stay focused on what's going on during the game, of course, and then you get to work right after the game's over.
I remember when y'all were in Indy and you lost Fitzy, and then you lost Ryan, and they had Savage, and then you had Shane warming up. You had, before you got on the bus to go to the plane, they had contacted Keenum on a deer lease.
Yeah, and I actually talked to him. I stepped outside of the plane on a tarmac and talked to him and told him what was going on. There's some stories that I could tell you about how you have to react and adjust pretty quickly, especially in this league, because you never know what other injuries are going to occur and what other opportunities are there or where guys are, if they're in deer stands or where they are in their conditioning level, if they're ready and all those things. So you've got to stay abreast of all of those things. And so, to the degree that your personnel department's doing that already and has that ready list, emergency list, whatever you want to call it or whatever you do call it, it's got to be a viable list, right? So it doesn't help you if you got 10 names across the board at each position and it looks fantastic on the board. If you start calling those guys and 8 of them have decided that they're going to retire or that they're hurt or they're not ready to play, so that list has to be viable. It has to be active, and it has to be worked constantly.
Well, let's talk about some of the new guys. And I know replacing J.J. and Whitney, it's a group effort, really. But let's talk about some of the new additions. Lamar Houston, we'll start with him. He's done some things in this league. What are you seeing in him right now?
I think that's what you mentioned. I mean, obviously, when you lose J.J. and you lose Whitney, you lose, the first thing you think about is pass rush. And so where he has had some success in this league is in the pass rush department, and he's got some ability to do that. And so it's a great opportunity for the young man.
We talked about this before with Ellington and Gilchrist, that y'all had a knack for taking guys that were hurt, and then they fit in. Is Houston in good enough physical condition that maybe in a couple of weeks he could contribute?
Well, I think he'll contribute before a couple of weeks from now. So, yeah, and listen, you're not going to be in football condition unless you're playing football, especially at this level. So, he will continue to improve that way, but he's ready to go. He's healthy. He's ready to play. And then same thing with Langford.
Tell us a little bit about Langford, though, Rick. What does he bring to the table for you?
You know what? He's a guy, over the years, I've always really wanted him on my team. Mm-hmm. He's made up of that kind of character. And the other thing that you think about, or maybe the next thing after pass rush that you think about when you subtract a Whitney Mercilus and a J.J. Watt out of your locker room, you subtract some real leadership and some just strong men. And Langford's that kind of guy.
All right, and Marcus Williams in the secondary. Can you say something about?
Well, obviously had the familiarity with him, and he played well and did some good things. They're in a little bit of a transition there, and so he fell out of favor, and so we were excited to get him and bring him back in the fold, and hopefully he contributes.
As you can imagine, the Browns are getting killed again because of Watson. Now, last year it was Wentz, and then of course the Indians lose, so now the media up there's madder than ever. But And
these are things that concern him.
They apply, yes. But they apply to you, of course.
It's a good thing it doesn't concern you. But, of course, I felt bad on Hugh Jackson on the conference call because what can he say about passing up Watson and here he's going to have to play against him. But have you had a chance to talk to Sashi Brown over the last couple of weeks about Watson and how great he's played?
No, I mean, I've talked to Sashi over the last couple of weeks about other issues, but certainly not anything with respect to that. Listen, you know, we all get second-guessing in this business. And so, you know, I'm happy that it worked out the way that it did. And that's really, you know, and listen, I don't know what happened on the conference call with Hugh today. I'm sure he's getting second-guessing, the organization is. But, you know, all you do in this business is you try to have a good process in place where you can identify players that you think fit your system and your scheme and put yourself in position to get those players. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Rick, what about this offense and the evolution of it in the last few weeks, really? I mean, a few weeks ago, you won a game 13-9, and I know tight ends not being there and Deshaun's first start played into that, but now the point totals are really growing.
Well, they're growing, and obviously Deshaun has a lot to do with that and his versatility and his command of the offense. And we talked last week about what we like about him and his ability to have, you know, such command at such an early stage, and his ability over each week, it seems, to improve and increase his awareness of what we're doing. And, you know, you can put a little bit more here in and put a little bit more there. So the more you can create indecision on a defender's mind, the better you're going to play offense, because if you've got him thinking about, you know, three or four different things when the huddle breaks and then as the ball is snapped and the play develops and he's not real sure what's going on and he can't react as quickly and as aggressively, then you got them on their heels, and then that helps you offensively. And one of the things that Deshaun does is he offers a bunch of things to attack the defense with, and so it creates some indecision on the defender's part, and that helps us.
Everybody's playing better. Fuller comes out of the gate like Secretariat. Is he making them better, or are they making him better?
Who is they and him?
All the players with Watson. They're making these spectacular catches.
I see. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, and that's part of it. You know, one of the great things about great players is they you know, everybody wants to play better around them, especially at the quarterback position. And when you see a guy at that position making plays and giving the team the chance to win, it inspires everyone to play at a higher level. So that's in and of itself, I think that's a phenomenon. With respect to Will, you know, Will does something for our offense, you know, and so that why, you know, it was important to get him when we got him, because we talk about, you know, he's a quote unquote a shot guy or a deep threat in the speed. It really does open up a lot of different things for you. And every time I talk about Will, I just try to remind people that when we think about him, you think about the speed and you think about shots and you think about deep balls downfield. But Will has developed into a good route runner. And so he's creating some of that doubt and indecision in those defenders' minds, because they know that he's not just a shot guy. You better cover him, because he can run a comeback. He can run an in cut. He can do all those things. And so it's allowing him to utilize that speed that he has and get behind players. And Deshaun's doing a great job of finding him.
Looks like your tight end group is doing very well as well, Rick, because you don't have Fedorowicz right now, but Griffin's contributing, no doubt about that. And then you look at Steven Anderson, big catch at the 1 yard line late in the game. If he scores, you still have a chance to win the football game on that play.
Yeah, those guys are, and they're doing a decent job in the run game as well. I mean, that position, you know, group, it, you know, like you mentioned, we're a little light right now. We only have two tight ends on the roster, which is a little bit of an anomaly, and that's something that you know, we talk about all the time when Bill and I sit and talk about the roster. And so he's done a nice job of using those guys. And again, it's all about, you know, accentuating a guy's skill set, and that's what Bill does a nice job with all of our guys. And I like the way the ball is being distributed offensively. It's not just going one place or two places. It's, you know, we got a bunch of guys catching balls. We got a bunch of guys running the football. So it's been good, and I think that helps us.
Well, you've been so busy trying to fill these holes as guys get hurt, but I know you have all this other stuff going on with the full arsenal of people scouting these college games. What can you share with us about that, how that process is going?
Well, it is. In fact, you know, and I have monthly calls with our college scouting department just so I'm up to snuff on everyone's evaluations of guys. And so, you know, and I've hit the road a little bit. I'll hit the road again next weekend as well. Mark, you know, SC plays Notre Dame up there, and you know, it'll be our bye week, so I'll take advantage of that. And then I've got a few games down the road here that I'll take advantage of going to see as well.
Since you don't have your first and second round picks, but you're going to have a lot of cap money, do you expect to be active like you were 2 years ago in free agency?
We're sitting here week six, and John's talking to me about the salary cap and about free agency next year. I'm going to focus on the Cleveland Browns in week six, and hopefully our football team can win a game and go into the bye week healthy and ready to go. So that's why I'll stay.
So good.
Right
we'll
now.
Ask you about it next week.
That'll be fine. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks Rick.